Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX, our guest DJ show here on KUTX 98.9. I'm Art Levy, and this week we turn it over to Ray Wiley Hubbard.
I said, hey, mama, I believe my time ain't long. I said, hey, mama,
what else can you possibly say about Ray Wiley Hubbard? He's a Texas songwriting legend, from Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother to, of course, Snake Farm. He released his 15th album, The Ruffian's Misfortune, earlier this year, and he's also a part of Willie's 4th of July picnic at the Austin 360 Amphitheater. You can check out his playlist for the next hour at kutx.org. Just look for My KUTX. Enjoy.
All right, everybody, I am Ray Wiley Hubbard, and I've taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin. This hour, we're going to play nothing but what I want to play. It's My KUTX, and we're going to start off with a song that you would probably think that, like, what is he playing a Sammy Hagar song for? Well, we're going to do a song called Bad on Fords, that I actually wrote this song with Ronnie Dunn, Ronnie Dunn recorded it. He sent it to Sammy Hagar to get Sammy to play guitar on it. And Sammy thought he was sending it him to pitch him the song, so Sammy recorded it, then called Ronnie Dunn back and said, hey, man, will you sing on this song? And Ronnie said, well, I just want you to play guitar on it. And Sammy said, well, I've already cut it, and I want to release it. So anyhow, here is, so that's how this happened, man. I got a cut by Sammy Hagar. So this is called Bad on Fords.
Gibbons songs. I learned to play the blues in Memphis, kind of fight in Texas bars. Did a little time in Oklahoma for hot-wired cars. There's a rocker on the road like Tom Joad, that's howling in a 442. Well, I'm bad on Fords and Chevrolets, but I'll be good to you. And Chevrolets, but I'll be good to you. Hey! Chevrolets, but I'll be good to you. I'll be good. Yes, I will. 'Cause I'm bad on Fords and Chevrolets. Yeah, I'm bad on Fords and Chevrolets. Well, I'm bad on Fords and Chevrolets.
All right. Hey, man, that was Bad on Fords with Sammy Hagar with Ronnie Dunn on it and a song I made up. All right. Next, here we got a band from Austin, Texas. I actually produced one of their records. These guys are just they're just killing it now. And this is a song here that the slide guitar is a little sloppy because that's me playing it. But this is Cornbread by Band of Heathens.
Like my cornbread in the morning rising. I like my cornbread when it's nice and fresh. I like my cornbread with a little bit of butter. Like them sticky fingers when it gets so wet. Yeah, mama, don't you make a poor man beg. Yeah, mama, don't you hear what I say. Your cornbread every day. Every day. I like to eat my cornbread in the kitchen. I like to eat it on the back porch swing. I like my cornbread in the middle of the winter. I like a little extra cornbread in the spring. In the mornings when I got 100 miles to go, I eat my baby's cornbread real slow. And when it's cold and I'm out on the road, my baby's cornbread make me want to come home. I keep my baby's recipe a secret. Ain't had no cornbread like this before. Well, sometimes that cornbread gets sticky, but sticky's good in my book. I think I'll have some more. Hey, mama, don't you make a poor man beg. Mama, don't you make a man beg. Hey, mama, don't you hear what I say. I need your cornbread every day. Her fingers in the dough. Sometimes the cornbread cooks quick. Sometimes it cooks up and slow. Mama don't. Yeah, mama, don't you make a poor man beg. Mama don't want to make a man beg. Yeah, mama, don't you hear what I say. I need your cornbread. I need your cornbread. Need your cornbread every day. Mama, don't you make. Say, mama, don't you make a poor man beg. Mama, don't you make a poor man beg. I need your cornbread every day.
Cornbread, I need your cornbread every day.
band of heathens doing Cornbread. If you're just tuning in, this is Ray Wiley Hubbard, and I am the guest DJ on KUTX Austin. I hope you're enjoying the music I'm picking for the show this hour. Okay, next, let's see, this guy, Hayes Carl, you might have heard of him. I met Hayes, he was down in Galveston, and Rex Bell, who has the old quarter down there, called me up and said, hey man, you got this gig down here, you mind if Hayes Carl can open the show for you? So I drove down there and met Hayes Carl and was very impressed with the kid. And Slade Cleaves and I took him on the road and had him, you know, primarily because we did some gigs that had stairs and we could boss him around, say, go, you know, carry these amps upstairs. And so anyhow, Hayes said, we should write a song together. So I said, okay. So we went over to his apartment. I walked in. He said, I've got a woman wild as Rome, and I said, she likes being naked and gazed upon. So anyhow, we went from there, and we kind of wrote it with the idea. It's called Drunken Poet's Dream, but it's really about the woman who loves the drunken poet. So here's Hayes Carl with Drunken Poet's Dream.
A woman, she's wild as Rome. She likes to lay naked and be gazed upon. Well, she crosses a bridge and sets it on fire. Lands like a bird on a telephone wire. Wine bottles scattered like last night's clothes. Cigarettes, papers, and diamond nose. Well, she laughs for a minute about the shape I'm in. Says, you be the sinner, honey, I'll be the sin. I'm gonna holler, I'm gonna scream. I'm gonna give me some mescaline. She brings me roses and a place to lean. Some old paperback books of Louis L'Amour. She says, honey, don't worry about judgment day. All these people going to heaven, they're just in our way. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna scream. I'm gonna give me some mescaline. She brings me roses and a place to lean. She's wild as Rome. Ah, she likes to lay naked and be gazed upon. Well, she crosses a bridge and sets it on fire. Lands like a bird on a telephone wire. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna scream. I'm gonna give me some mescaline. She brings me roses and a place to lay.
Hayes Carl, Drunken Poet's Dream. And I think Hayes did that on an album. Then I put it on an album later on, and it was nominated, I think, for Americana Song of the Year a while back, and should have won. All right. Next, Omar Dykes. Man, I tell you what, that guy may not have invented funk and cool and low-down, great guitar, gnarly licks, But he brought it to town. This is a song that Omar and I wrote called Bamboozled. Omar and the Howlers, Bamboozle, and what a great track. And Omar's just such a great cat, man. He's just a soulful, his heart's in the right place. If you're just tuning in, this is Ray Wiley Hubbard. Let's see, right now, we got Shiny Ribs.
Whatcha got? Whatcha? Baby, baby,
Got paid, beer drinker got played, sunglasses on the blackbird, barbecue is the new word, sleeping bag ain't no good, when you're lost in the hood, it's that West Texas dust and that East Texas rust, baby.
Okay, that was Shiny Ribs. All right, next we got the Swamp Fox, Tony Joe White. And I wrote a song called Mother Blues. And in the song, I mentioned that I sang two lines of Poke Salad Annie. Well, to show you what a stand-up guy Tony Joe was, we put these two lines of Poke Salad Annie in the song and sent it up to EMI, the publishers, and they wanted $5,000 plus 66 2/3% of the publishing for the rest of the song. We said, so Judy told them, nope, that's not going to happen. So anyhow, I called Tony Joe, and I said, man, this is what they want. So Tony said, well, let me talk to them. So that next Monday that we were getting ready to edit out the little phrase of Poke Salad Annie, because we didn't have the legal rights to it, Tony Joe called me up and says, I talked to them up there, and they it's okay for you to use it. I got you to do that song for nothing. And so anyhow, Tony Joe White, I can't thank him enough. And here's Tony Joe White doing Poke Salad Annie.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it. Carried home and cook it for supper, 'cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. Now down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, that little girl that'll swear to the world, made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Poke salad, Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a wicked on a chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. Supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad and carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on chain. Richard Spiteful, straight razor tote moment. Lord, I must take my mess up. Lazy and no count, claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for was stealing watermelons out of my truck patch. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a wicked on a chain. Got the hell on me. Ate her up.
Tony Joe White, the Swamp Fox himself. He's got a new record out called Hoodoo, and it's just killer, man. Tony Joe just, he's got a groove. He's got a groove. All right, next, Mojo Hand by Lightnin' Hopkins. I feel very fortunate to have seen Lightnin' Hopkins a number of times, and my wife Judy was actually the door girl when she was 16 years old at a club up in Dallas called Mother Blues. And, you know, where Lightnin' would come play, and Judy was 16, but she was also, it wasn't a place for law-abiding citizens, this club, but Lightnin' would say, fetch me a little gin, and so, Judy would bring Lightnin' his gin. But this is Lightnin' Hopkins doing the great, great song, Mojo Hand.
I'm gonna get me a mojo hand. I'm going to Louisiana. I'm gonna get me a mojo hand. I didn't want to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks were my pillow too. Cold ground on my bed last night. Rocks were my pillow too. You know I woke this morning wondering what in the world am I gonna do. I lay down thing, thinking about a mojo hand. I lay down thinking, I was thinking about a mojo hand. I didn't want to fix my woman, so she just can't have no other man. I'm going in the morning, if I don't be gone very long. I'm going in the morning, if I don't be gone very long. I'm gonna get my mojo hand, I'm gonna bring it back home.
Lightnin' Hopkins, Lightnin' Sam Hopkins. What a guy, boy! I tell you what, besides being a great, great guitar player and just a great songwriter, he was just a cool. He was just a cool, soulful cat, man. What I feel very fortunate to have seen him play. All right, next there's this kid running around here that called Pat Green, and he kind of took. There's Willie and Jerry Jeff and Rusty and everything, and that was kind of that scene for a while, and also this kind of new scene kind of came in, and I think Pat was, kind of responsible for kind of kicking it back up. And so anyhow, Pat one day called me up and said, "Hey, man, you want to write a song?" And I said, "Yeah," and he was kind of getting some bad ink from some people, and I said, "What do you want to write about?" And he goes, "Revenge." So I said, "Okay, let's write a song called Revenge." So this is Pat Green doing Revenge.
Well, I ain't looking for vindication, apologies or a consolation. Up in Bannerhoots, kill their horses and steal their boots. Save my soul, but I found out my saving grace is a little cold steel in a warm dark place. Chance, and there's no halfway. The first time you're sorry, and the second time you pay. You got your prayers when all else fails. Yeah, sweet revenge. With my left I know, with my right I see. There's a line on the ground that appears to me. Find a place and hide a wire. Let them dance in the devil's fire. Thank you.
looking for vindication. Apologies or a consolation.
Pat Green doing Revenge. And if you're just tuning in, this is Ray Wiley Hubbard. And I am the guest DJ on KUTX Austin. I hope you're enjoying the music I'm picking for the show this hour. And coming up next is a fella I went to high school with. I knew him as Charles Lewis Stevenson. And then he became Chuck Stevenson. And then he became Buckwheat Stevenson. And then he became B.W. Stevenson. And the song Highway 1, we went out to California. We were standing out there. There was a character actor by the name of Royce Applegate. And B.W. and I drove out there in his old Mustang. But while we were out there, is when B.W. really became, I think he wrote Baby Boy. And I know he wrote Highway 1 because he took a couple of days off and went up Highway 1. So this is my friend B.W. Stevenson doing Highway 1.
Don't sing no songs of leaving. I don't feel too much like grieving anymore. And I just ain't believing how much I love to walk on California shores. And the waves roll in, I dream of you again. And the fog falls in, my hair blows in the wind. Don't sing me no song of sorrow. I've got too many of my tomorrows up ahead. Don't tell me times you borrow. I've been there before, and those times for me are dead. Looking out my window, I see the sun go. And I realize the time for me has come to go. Yeah, on,
headed on down Highway 1. Nothing but me and the road and the sun. El Camino, take me home. Back where my dreams belong.
Gee, it's nice to have you by me. When you're around, I don't feel the blues much anymore. And it's nice to know you love me. Won't you take my hand and go to California shores? Let the blue-eyed girl who's full of the world on the dawn side of yesterday, she came uncurled. Hey, ain't it funny how she takes my blues away? Ain't it funny how she takes my blues away? Ain't it funny how she takes my blues away? Yeah, yeah, no, no, no.
Headed on down Highway 1. Nothing but me and God and the sun. Take me home, back where my dreams belong.
Yeah, ain't it funny how she takes my blues away? Ain't it funny how she takes my blues away? Ain't it funny how she takes my blues away?
That was B.W. Stevenson, Buckwheat Stevenson, and What a great, great voice and a great cat. We had some really had some funky times when we were going out to California. We were in his Mustang without a heater, and gosh, it was cold. All right, next coming up, we got, of course, the Black Crowes. And I just did a show with the Black Crowes up in New York at Terminal 5. Chris called me up and says, we're doing about a five-night stand up there, and I want you to bring get your band together and come up and open the show. So I got my son Lucas on guitar and Kyle Stoddard on drums and George Reeve on bass. And we flew up to New York, played in front of about 2,800 rabid Black Crowes fans. And they were really, really nice to us, and we just got up there and made some rock. And Chris and Rich and the whole, their crew, Chief, and everybody in their crew was just so nice to us. So here's a little Black Crowes doing Remedy.
All I want is a remedy.
The Black Crowes, Remedy. Everybody can use a little Remedy. Next, I tell you what, is Poor Elijah with Delaney and Bonnie. And Chris Robinson actually sang this song at Grit and Groove, and I was reminded of it. And 'cause I hadn't heard it for a while, but then I remembered how powerful and what a cool song it was. So here's Delaney and Bonnie doing Poor Elijah.
Living on a bayou, eh? Poor Elijah, he had to take over raising 14 kids when his daddy got caught stealing chickens from a neighbor one day. Work on, Elijah. Work on. Poor Elijah, born the son of a slave. Was damn near blind when he died last week from working in the sun for a man like a dog all day. Work on, Liza. Work on.
Nobody here. in slow motion.
All right, Delaney and Bonnie, poor Elijah. Well, I tell you what, it looks like our time's about up here, and I've had a great time sharing some of my favorite songs with you this past hour, and I hope you've enjoyed the tunes, and thanks for listening, you know, and thanks you for supporting KUTX and everybody here. What a great, great radio station. We're very fortunate to have a radio station like this. And we're going to close out with a song that I recorded on my album, The Grifters Hymnal, but we're not going to do that version. We're going to do the original version of Coochie Coochie by Ringo Starr. I had a very good fortune to meet Ringo out in California, and we were talking one time, and Ringo said, said, "I really enjoy your songwriting. It's very unique." And I said, "I really love your songwriting." And Ringo said, "Well, nobody really thinks of me as a songwriter. I'm a Beatle and a drummer." And I said, "Man, you had an album called Buku's Blues that was," and he said, "Oh yeah, I recorded it in Nashville." I said, "There was a bonus track on there called Coochie Coochie." And he goes, "Oh yeah, yeah, yeah." And he said, "Yeah, we were just kind of sitting around and just kind of laid it down." I said, "Well, man," I said, "it's one chord." And I said, "Man, that's, you know, there, you did some great classic songs." But I said, "That song right there, I just love that song." And I said, "I may record it." He goes, "Oh, I'd like to hear that." So we were out at the Edith Bates old chapel out there in Rantop. So we just kind of rolled the tape and recorded it one time through. And then we sent it to Ringo Starr, just, you know, kind of as a, "Well, hey, here's what we did." So I get this phone call. We're mixing it, and it was Ringo. And he said, "Oh, I love it." He said, "The drums, I don't need to play drums on it. The drums are so cool. But how about if I sing and you know, play some shakers on it, play some guitar?" So we said, "Well, sure." So you know, it's pretty cool to have a Beatle on my record, and also got a Small Faces on my record. Ian McLagan, of course, is on there, plus some great, great players, Billy Cassis and Ollie Freed and Lucas and Rick and George and, oh gosh, I can't remember who all right now. But anyhow, that's how I got a Beatle on my record. But this is the original. This is Ringo Starr doing Coochie Coochie. And thank you guys so much. I had a great time today.
To me and let me see you. Where are you, my coochie coochie, coochie coochie coo? I've traveled all over, seen everything there is to see. Where are you, my coochie coochie, coochie coochie coo? I got everything that I ever wanted, done everything I here.
Texas legend Ray Wiley Hubbard was our guest DJ on MyKUTX this week. Catch him out at the Austin 360 Amphitheater as part of Willie's 4th of July picnic. And if you want to listen to this episode again or see his playlist, head to KUTX.org and look for MyKUTX. This is KUTX 98.9.